Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lisa Kozich, CEO, founder of Crockin' Moms.
Yes.
You are an internet sensation.
Thank you.
Is that accurate to say?
I guess so. That's what everybody's been saying lately. We have fans in every state, and now we're global, and we're hitting about 2.5 million people a day. So I would say, you know, that's pretty accurate.
And it is a program, essentially, that gives advice on and tips on cooking with a crock pot, correct?
Yes, it does.
Which is, you know, really easy. So, right, for most of the time, cooking with crockpot and recipes that you put in there, and it's simpler than people think. It's simpler than I think.
Yes, it's so simple. I mean, some of our recipes only have 3 ingredients, or 4 ingredients, or 5 ingredients. I mean, it depends on if you are a new person at cooking, then you're going to want to try out some simple recipes, but most everything we cook is simple. It's just the getting the list of ingredients. If you want to cook something with tons of ingredients, you know, you're going to have to go do the shopping for it. But it doesn't mean that it's going to be hard.
So this program, which is wildly popular, millions of fans, and not just from our Pittsburgh region, but from all over the world. How did this begin?
Okay, well, how it started was about 3 years ago. Actually, this August will be 4 years. And it started with me doing a mom blog. Mm-hmm. I became a mom at 25, so I decided to create a mom blog called Mommy's Club. Mm-hmm. And from Mommy's Club, it got into such a bigger blog, into Mommy's Club Garage Sale, where moms and dads from all over the state sell their items. And it's really neat, so they connect. So a lot of the moms and dads were posting recipes on there too. And the site kept growing and growing. Now we're at 11,000 moms locally, that I decided, you know what, I really love cooking in a crock pot. I'm a mom, I'm a new mom, and I'm on the go. So why don't I make a blog called Crockpot Moms? And from there, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And a little backstory to why I started all these blogs was I had my son, and he was 2 months early. His name's Owen Paul, and he is the love of my life. He's such a sweetheart. He's actually such a little character, too. Yeah. I was telling you earlier, he loves superheroes. And so we just, he's my world. But I needed more adult time. Mm-hmm. You know, I needed more adult time.
Cheers to
cheers
that.
To that. Hey. Cheers to that. So, delish, mm-hmm. by the way. And you can actually make amazing cocktails from a crock pot. Did you know
what?
That? Yes.
Okay, you're speaking my language. We need to talk about that.
I know. You can do wine, mulled wine.
Oh, yes.
You can do apple cider, spiked. I mean, there's so many amazing cocktails that we can do, and I just want you guys to stay tuned to some of our upcoming videos, because we are going to have a lot of infusion crockpot drinks going on.
Oh, can I come and observe that episode?
You can.
I would love to be there.
Yes.
For that. So yeah, you really kind of exposed us to everything that this device can do, and it's especially eye opening to somebody like myself who does not cook that often. This is my confession. I love cooking for company.
Okay. But I very rarely ever cook for myself. When I have an audience, then I want to go to town. But when it's just me, no. So I can really benefit from this. So you have crockin' moms. I might suggest crockin' men who are in their 30s and single and never cook. That might be another side blog.
Well, we have crockpot dads.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Is that one of your divisions?
Yeah, it's one of our divisions of crockpot moms. But actually, everybody uses crockpot moms.
Now, how do crockpot moms and crockpot dads differ? Are the recipes more simpler for the dads?
No, not at all. I mean, we do have a lot more ribs and meat meals. Oh, okay. But everybody shares their recipes on our pages. So the recipes are not just mine. They're from all over the world. So the Crockpot Dads is from the dads sending us emails. So that's the difference. You know, it's just from different kind of, you know, different fans.
Sure.
But we get a lot of rubs. We get a lot of rib recipes from our Crockpot Dads. But Crockpot Moms is the same thing, too. I mean, we have a lot of, recipes from all over the world, which is so cool. Mm. Because every state kind of gives their little flair of like, you know, hey, Texas, I use a chocolate bar in my chili. Or I use cocoa powder in Pennsylvania, where that's what my mom taught me. And my nanny taught my mom. So
as well-versed as you were in crock pottery, I have to imagine that this venture has really taught you a lot about crocking around the globe.
Yes, it has. We do local fan appearances as well. We're going to probably be doing some nationwide ones, you know, soon as things progress. You know a little bit about that, too. But right now, when we were doing our fan appearance, so many people, they just couldn't believe how easy it is to cook in a crock pot.
Well, I think that's the thing. The what is fundamentally appealing about this is that it's easy. You put your stuff in there, turn it on, and forget about it.
Yeah.
And then you come home, and it's done.
Yes,
right? Is that pretty much it?
Yeah.
It's like a magic little oven.
It really is. And, you know, what's great and different about our site, a lot of people say, well, what's different than from your site to other blog sites? And I have to say, you know, I built this page all by myself. I never used PR. It was all for me creating this positive space. We have no swearing on there. I mean, hey, we got adult time. We're adults. But a lot of the people on the page, it's just like a positive space. Mm-hmm. You know, you're coming home from work. You want to get some recipes for tomorrow. You don't have to worry on our page about getting bullied or disrespected
or have to deal with drama. Who's going to be negative about that?
I know. I mean,
Love comes from the crock pot.
It does. It does. So our space creates like such a magical, fun community.
Good.
And what's nice is, it's not about me. It's not a page about me. It was a page built for moms and dads and people of the community that can come and contribute and that they feel a part of it. So they're kind of the stars. I mean, everyone in our crockpot land is the star because they get to share their recipes and we'll put it on the page. And then they're awesome because they're saying, look at me. They shared my recipe on Crockpot Moms. So they feel special and exciting. And we can't wait to take it on the road.
Oh, yes. It has brought you international fame. And I'm willing to bet that there are a lot of folks in Pittsburgh that do follow you that might not realize that you are from Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Your Crockpot Moms, Crockin' Moms, is a regional Pittsburgh product, which is really cool.
Definitely. I've been in Pittsburgh for 8.5 years. I'm a native of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. I was born and raised there, but we've been living here and we're not leaving. We're staying. No matter with us going and doing different shows, we love it here and we want to give back to Pittsburgh. So we're going to be helping a lot of communities. We're going to be doing a lot of, like I said, we were doing the fan appearance. We're going to be doing more fan appearances, more cooking demos. Mm. I'm actually going to be cooking farm to table.
Oh, great.
Yes,
of course. Yes.
Yeah, that's coming up too. So we're going to be crocking down there and doing some cooking demos. And we really just want to tell everybody, you know, you can cook. You can do it. I didn't know how to cook growing up. I have a huge Italian family. They kept me out of the kitchen. They said, go to school. Go to school, get an education. So I got my master's degree in counseling psychology, and I work as a therapist in Pittsburgh. I love what I do, and I wasn't that great of a cook. And then I started cooking in the crock pot over these past 4 to 5 years, just learning different tips, and now everyone's like, can you cook for me? It's like when I get there, they're like, can you cook? Here, come visit. I'm a guest in people's home, but they want me to cook.
Well, now if you get invited to a party, does everybody expect that you'll bring something in a crock pot?
Yes.
And if you don't, is it bizarre?
Yeah. It's like, well, where's the crock pot, mom? So I have to bring my food with me all the time. And I have to say, I'm actually really proud of my cooking. So if you don't know how to cook, you can now. You can go to our site on crockmoms.com, start with a simple recipe, and boom, you're going to be a cook overnight.
I'm excited about that because I'm really learning about you and what you do. I've started to really adopt that motto.
Good.
That this is easier than you think, Brian Edward. You know, so listen, I have to show you. I brought something that I need to share with you.
Okay.
I
can't wait to see.
You're not going to believe this. I was scrounging around in my grandmother's basement, and I found a crock pot that has to be from, like, 1975.
Really?
Okay. I think that maybe my mother got it when she got married and, you know, never used it because maybe she got another crock
pot. Yeah, sure.
It's like in mint condition, but wait till you see this.
Okay.
Tell me this is a throwback. Okay.
Okay.
Look at this.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you see this?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
This is wow. This
just
is
that.
Look at those motif. Graphics.
When have you last seen graphics like that?
I know.
And by the way, Montgomery Ward, which went out of business like what?
Years, like 20
years ago.
Yeah.
But this thing, I mean, look, it's ceramic. Look at that beautiful ceramics.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
And again, just
now, these are the lids that I break.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why now they have them like so sturdy. But look at this.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
amazing.
I had to share this with you. One, because I think in the crockin' world, this is an antique.
Yes.
You get them. So when you have your own museum, we can put this on display.
Okay.
I will, you know, donate it to the Lisa Kozich Crockpot Museum. But now I'm going to start using this.
Okay.
Now, do you think it's too old to use, though?
Let me look at it. You know what? I don't think it is. You know, they made these crock pots years ago to last.
So, I mean, would I be okay leaving this on in the house? Do you think?
Heck yeah.
I mean, pretty sturdy, right?
Oh, yeah.
So there are going to be many meals at Rancho Notorious, which is what we call my home, coming out of a crock pot. And I'll be getting my recipes from you,
okay.
I think.
Okay, and you might have a visitor.
So. Oh, yeah.
Boom.
You'll come and inspect my work.
Yes.
That'd be great. I would be honored. I would. So I'll have to write you and let you know what I'm going to be cooking up in this.
Okay.
But we're going to actually do a little project here today, aren't we?
We are. We are doing today a chocolate red velvet dump cake. Mm. And it was so easy. So we prepared it a little bit. I prepared it a little early before you came. And what I did was I just got a box of red velvet cake.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That's so easy.
Okay, got it.
And you're going to prepare it like you would prepare the cake with
the three eggs,
the 1/4 cup, all, you know, vegetable oil, and boom, dump it in your cake mix.
All right, so that's in there.
And then you're going to get 2 cups of milk and chocolate pudding. Mix that together with a blender.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put that in there. And then your last part, this is your job. See how hard it is, because I know you're learning to cook.
Well, the hardest thing is going to be not like eating any of these on the way.
I know. So you're going to put...
We've got chocolate chips.
Yes, a 13-ounce bag of the chocolate morsels.
Mm-hmm.
Dump them in.
Now, shall I scatter them around?
Yeah, scatter them around.
Are we going to mix them in, or are these going to be kind of like topping?
They're going to be like topping.
Oh,
they're going to mix in. They're going to make like a dump lava cake.
Okay, so now do we call it dump cake because we literally just dump things in?
We call it a dump red velvet lava cake too, because when it's making, it's gonna be, you're gonna cover it and you're gonna cook it on high for 2 hours.
And then just forget about it for 2 hours.
Forget about it, come back,
and
put
you
some whipped cream on
and
it.
And you come back and your cake is done.
Yeah.
So do you serve it then out of the crock pot?
You do. And then just put some whipped cream on too.
It's so easy.
I know. And people think you were, you know, working all day.
Well, I'm excited to learn that you can often serve out of it, because that funky crock pot I just showed you is going to be wild when people see how retro it is. So
what do you make it in there?
I think we need to get into, and I think if there's anybody that can pioneer this, it's you. Like designer... like designs on crock pots. Have they done this, like flames on the sides?
Yeah,
or
I think they're working on it, but we're kind of coming up with some cool stuff too.
Yeah, good,
yes.
Good. I can't wait to see it.
I was telling you earlier, I just landed a nice deal.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Yes.
Well, and I mean, really, just in case anybody is just learning about you for the first time through this episode of Berg Vivant, when we say international fame, I mean, this is really big. I mean, you have been on talk shows, you have been flown out to a lot Los Angeles to be a guest on programs. What are some of the ones? You've done Oprah, I think.
No.
Right?
No? It's coming.
Oprah's coming.
I have done, you know, KDK Radio. I have been in the newspapers. I was in thousands and thousands of national, we got picked up in the national news, Washington Times, Post Gazette, you know, local papers as well. And it actually ended up going national in thousands and thousands of articles all over. Business articles. Top business girl, they named me. I actually, the first week of 2015, I got an award for most notable. In the
most notable what?
2015 person.
Oh, just like, wow, that's a broad category.
Like in the book of a 1982 baby. Wow. So anybody in 1982 that's a creative and an entrepreneur got that award, and now I'm in a book of 2015. Ah. So my assistant was like, wow, at least the first week, you know,
you are, 2015 is off to a good start for you.
It really is.
So what's coming down the road then?
Okay,
later
well,
this year?
I just signed a contract for my TV producers, a book deal, and a product launch. So we have a lot of things coming out. I'm working on my book right now. So if anybody in Pittsburgh that wants to be a part of this, because, you know, this is my city. This is where I want to give back. Even though I'm going to be on primetime television and, you know, I'm going to be doing TV shows, I still want to keep bringing it back to Pittsburgh, you know?
That was so humbly stated. Even though I'm going to be on primetime television, my heart will still be in Pittsburgh. And so will my crock pot.
That's so true.
Wonderful.
It's my heart.
That is wonderful.
Thank you.
So we'll be seeing you on TV. So what will sort of the
and
premise
they could,
of your...
they can be a part of it, too. So with our Pittsburgh fans, if they want to write into us and share their recipes, we can put them in the book. We'll pick some people that have some amazing recipes. And we can't pick them all because there's tons of us.
Right,
there's
right,
thousands.
Right.
But we're going to pick some people that we could put in our book. And if we can't put your recipe in the book, we'll put it on our page.
So we encourage everyone to get connected with
you
there online.
Yes, definitely.
Indeed.
You know, and Pittsburgh has been so supportive lately.
Oh, yeah.
They have been so supportive to their people, and they really want me to do good. We've been really getting so many amazing contacts and magazines. We have magazine shoots coming. And
Pittsburgh loves good food. I mean, who doesn't love good food? But
yes.
Pittsburgh loves good food.
And we have good food here.
Yeah.
So.
It's so diverse and wonderful. But there are those dishes that are so specifically Pittsburgh. I mean, we always think the pierogi, the chipped ham.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are some of your favorite traditional Pittsburgh dishes for a crock pot?
Oh, man. Well, I have done, like, you know, I've done, like, a pulled pork all day cooking. And then I'll take the coleslaw, and then I will put some fries in, and then put it on top. So a little bit of a permanis, you know,
feel
to it. Yeah.
Can you do pierogies in here?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Everything in here.
Yeah. That's the impression I'm getting.
Yeah. I mean, literally, we do pizza.
Wow.
Pizza's so good. You just, even if you want to do it real quick, get already done, you know, pre-made pizza dough, and it's frozen. You're going to let it thaw.
Right, right.
Put it in, and then you're just going to layer your cheese on top, regular mozzarella cheese or provolone you could use, or the shredded. Layer it up, and then put your sauce and your pepperoni, and then a little bit more cheese, and let it cook for 2 hours on high. Boom.
Lasagna?
Oh, lasagna's our favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because that's tricky to make. Like, when you go to make a lasagna, it's like declaring war, and people better come.
Really?
You know, it's like, that's a commitment.
Yes.
But in here, not so much. Is easy?
It's so easy. You get your lasagna noodles, okay? You don't have to boil them.
Oh.
You just take some sauce and put it on the bottom of your crock pot, a little bit of water. You need a little bit of water. I always say like 1/4 cup.
Yeah.
Put your dry noodles down. Mix up your ricotta and your egg and your parsley and your garlic and your seasons. And then that's your ricotta, and you're going to layer it. And then sauce. And you're already brown meat. Your meat's already going to be brown.
Right.
And you're just layering. Put it in the crock pot for 6 hours on low. You're going to come back to a beautiful feast. And you're going to feed a lot of people.
And that's easy. Lasagna, which is kind of like tricky and kind of labor intensive.
Yes.
Pop it in.
But
there.
Not in a crock pot.
You're like the fairy godmother of, you know, kitchen ease, you know?
Oh,
it's
thank
just
you.
Like it's just, you just kind of bless everybody and just say, it's not that difficult. You
just
can do it.
Sprinkle it on.
And, you know, I kind of feel, you know, out of my element, because I'm sure that a lot of this might be obvious to somebody that cooks a lot. But to someone like me who's always on the go, never cooks for myself, and when I do cook for guests, I'm there over the stove and in the oven. I am learning a lot here, you know? So you are doing us a service by educating. It is, you know, it is a wonderful, wonderful treat to be learning this.
Thank you.
We are wishing you all the best. This is a wonderful venture. And, you know, we can certainly get in touch through the website, which is Crockmoms?
Crockmoms.com.
Crockmoms.com. C-R-O-C-K or C-R-O-C?
C-R-O-C-K.
C-R-O-C-K-M-O-M-S.com.
Yes, and you can find us on Facebook, too, at facebook.com. /crockpotmama.
There are flames coming from you on Facebook. I mean, you are taking off on social media.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we're hitting about 1.5 million people a day, and it's amazing.
Well, that just goes to show you, I mean, how interesting of a subject this is, I think, that it engages everybody, because most people do kind of have a crock pot, or they might be like me that had one down in their basement and never knew. Theirs might not be from 1975 like mine is, but you know, you're learning all these wonderful things that you can do with it, and I think it's something that people do, you know, get engaged in. They want to share their recipes, they want to, you know, gain recipes. So it's like it's a social nexus that you've created.
And it's
there,
like,
too.
You with every recipe you can alter it with like the littlest thing. Like, hey, maybe I'll add ham this time instead of bacon, or you know, add some more veggies. I mean, it's amazing how each recipe can just change in a minute.
That's the great thing too, because I do, when I'm using a recipe, you know, do like to improvise. But the tricky thing for me has always been getting, you know, those things exactly right that you can't improvise on, like the cooking, like temperature and time. But again, Crock-Pot makes that pretty easy, right?
It does.
Put a lid on, turn it on, walk away.
Yes.
Walk away.
It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't
wait
to see.
And it's great for you because, you know, when you're on the go all the time, we get so used to eating fast food or just eating fast. And this is nice because you could put your meal in the morning, come home to amazing cooked meal. You've been working all day, and it's a nice treat, and you can eat healthy.
Well, I'm going to throw this out to you. You know, my car has an electrical outlet in it, like in the like dashboard. So you know what I'm thinking.
I know.
I'm thinking crockpots on the go that I can be driving while my lasagna's cooking on my way to a party.
Yeah,
now that how's that
go.
For a time saver?
That is.
I don't know if we want to recommend that. That's
yeah, I don't know. Safety first, everyone.
Yes.
Always use safety when you're crocking. Wash your hands, watch your chicken, and when you're driving with your crock pot, be careful.
Like, all I'm saying is I've got a power outlet in my car.
I think that's how a lot of people crock during the games, though. You know?
Oh, when they could, like, tailgate.
Yes.
Yeah. Now there's a whole new arena,
so,
too.
Yeah, Crock and Mom has some ideas to, like, come up with some traveling crock pots, so we'll have to stay tuned into that,
The crock pot really does touch every walk of life. Now, it's almost like, in some ways, it's kind of like a subculture. Like is there crock pot lingo? Are there like abbreviations
that
tell me some, like, what do I need to know? Like, so that if I go to a crock pot group or something, I can feel like I'm fit in. I'm like talking the right terms.
Yeah. Well, you might want to know about crock pot liners. A lot of people don't know what they are.
I don't.
Do you know what a crock pot
liners? No.
Okay.
I would assume it's something that lines your crock pot.
Yes. Okay. So a lot of people will say, you know, when you're making a cake, especially the one that we just made, you would want to use a crock pot liner because it's so much easier for cleanup.
Okay.
So it's a plastic bag from, you know, one of the companies, a nation brand company.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to put it around your crock pot. And when you're done cooking, scoop it up, throw
just
it away.
Just take the bag out, and that takes the... Now, that doesn't melt with the heat?
No.
That bag doesn't?
No.
And a lot of times, you know, they say when you heat plastic, it releases a lot of, you know, kind of nasty stuff.
This
with plastic.
This is environmental safe. So find the crock pot liners. You can actually use turkey bags, too.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that.
And you don't have to
That's
clean.
Something you could bring as a tip to a crockpot party.
Oh, I agree.
You could say, hey, you're telling me about crockpot liners? Let me tell you about the bags.
Yeah, you can use a turkey bag.
You can use a turkey bag.
You've given me a tip because, you know, if I do find myself, you know, in that situation, I will now feel educated.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll, of course,
bringing a tip, you know.
I'll, of course, drop your name, you know.
Great.
Lisa Kozich told me. Because I have to imagine that in the crock pot, the world of crock pots, you are somewhat of a guru that is very well respected.
That was actually a storyline. My PR was looking up, my PR assistant now, she was looking up everything that we have out there in the internet. Sometimes people do articles on us, we have no clue.
Oh,
yeah, we're just finding things like, wow, someone wrote about us. And they've been calling me the slow cooker guru. So I think that's really neat.
That's a great title.
Yeah.
Maybe that's on a business card. I should look and see if anybody's doing articles about me that I don't know about.
You should.
What they're calling me. The guy that never cooks with the lovely Crock-Pot he has in his basement.
That dresses nicely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. See, yeah, I dressed up to cook with Crock-Pots
you
today.
You did. I hope I'm okay.
This is wonderful.
Great.
And I think, you know, I knew that you would know exactly what to wear for the occasion of making a lava dump cake in a crock pot, and this is totally it.
Thank you.
So now we can have a whole book coordinating outfits with crock pot meals. There is no end. There is no end to the brilliant possibilities with this. So
yes,
it's a wonderful thing. We're so proud that it's from our Pittsburgh area, and we will be watching and wishing you the best, and thinking of you when we. Plug in our crock pots. Indeed. Well, Lisa, thank you so much.
This was great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for the demo. This is wonderful. And I am looking forward to the cocktails that I'll be making.
Okay.
This too. Jungle juice, is that maybe? We'll check it out.
Sounds good. Thank you.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.